Hello and welcome to the Gambler Betting Podcast. With no international football until the summer, which means we're at the business end, the home straight of season 2023-24, and all to play for, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to get rid of the final international break before Euro 2024 kicks off. We've got the business end of the season in Scotland, obviously England and Europe. And also, we've got the return of Norway this weekend as well.
Ooh, yeah, we'll be recording our first Norwegian podcast of the 2024 season with David Weatherston later on this evening. So make sure you catch that ahead of the big kickoff on Sunday.
Yeah, kickoff on Sunday. I think there might be a match on Saturday as well. But yeah, it's our fifth season in Norway. And we're just about to end our fourth season on the channel in Scotland. So it's been a pretty good season so far. But there's lots to play for still. We've still got some Ant Post bets to come in as well. So really looking forward to, I would say, the last kind of seven or eight matches across all four divisions. Plus as well, we'll have the split to look forward to as well and the playoffs.
Yeah, so we'll have a look at the games this weekend. Obviously, at the top of the table, Celtic are a point clear. Rangers have a game in hand. Their game against Dundee was postponed before the break. So everything's in the balance, Greg, ahead of the Glasgow derby next weekend.
Yeah, it really is. And you'd expect both Celtic and Rangers this weekend to collect maximum points. It is very, very tight, as you say. Only a point between both sides, albeit Rangers do have a game in hand, and currently Rangers lead the market at 4-7, yeah. Celtic 11-8, and Hearts are still priced at 4,500 to 1.
4,500, yeah, not quite Leicester City's 5,000 to 1, but yeah, amazing that you can still get a bet on them. Below that, I guess third place is Hearts to lose, but really the race for the next few weeks is going to be about the top six for the split.
Yeah, there's a couple of battles on, isn't there? There's that last place in the top six, which really looks like between Hibs and Dundee. Dundee do have a game in hand in that. Hibs away to Ibrox this weekend, Dundee in Perth. So looking forward to see how the last three or four games pan out between those two sides. And at the bottom, Livingston are doomed, which is fantastic news for everyone. And it's really about who's going to finish in the relegation playoff spot. And at the moment, you'd have to say it's a kind of three-way battle between Ross County, St Johnstone and Aberdeen. I would expect Aberdeen to crawl their way out of it. So I do think it's going to be one of either Ross County or St Johnstone.
Yeah, so we'll start at Aberdeen, and they do play Ross County. So I'm not sure if it qualifies as a six-pointer, but certainly both teams could do with a win. And the Aberdeen shambles is just ongoing, Greg. We were told before the break that they were an advanced stage to appoint a manager, but still no sign of anyone arriving in the hot seat at Pittodrie?
No, it's really poor. I don't think Aberdeen fans are best pleased, and rightly so. I know they've come out with a video today just to say that the appointment's taken a lot longer than they thought it would, and it's all about getting the right appointment. So they can hide behind that, I guess, about making it the right appointment and not a quick appointment, but it has taken a lot of time, and there'll be absolute meltdown on all social media outlets available if Aberdeen were to lose this against the Ross County side, who you have to say have definitely improved in recent weeks.
Yep.
Just one defeat in five now for Ross County. They've picked up 8 points in those games. They've beaten Livingston and they've beaten Hearts. And the kind of front three of Murray, White, Brophy have all scored across those five matches. And Danda got an equalising goal against Hibs. I guess in preparation for his joining of Hearts in the summertime.
yeah, in terms of Aberdeen, they're ninth in the table. 30 points from 30 games is pretty abysmal. County can obviously go level with them. On the face of it, I thought Aberdeen were ridiculously short at 7-10, given where both teams are at.
However,
they have won both games against County this season, and quite convincingly, probably, not having seen the games, but I'm imagining a 4-0 scoreline, a 3-0 win away, probably among their best performances this season.
Yeah, I think there's a cup game in there as well, I think. So they've won all three games this season so far against Ross County. 7-10 is pretty short. I don't think Aberdeen were that convincing in their 1-0 win away to Motherwell. But again, at this stage of the season, it's 3 points on the board. If they're to win on Saturday, I think that would eliminate them from being sucked into that relegation playoff spot. But Ross County are scoring goals, and I think for me, I think goals is probably a better angle in this match. I do think there's every chance Ross County will score. They're in good shape, and you just never know Aberdeen at the moment what you're going to get. For me, I couldn't pick a winner here, but I do think over 2.5 goals at 17-20 isn't the worst of shouts.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's have a look at Hearts v Kilmarnock. Hearts form has been a wee bit patchy, I suppose, Greg. They've had a tough run of games, but they obviously lost last time out against Ross County. And as much as we do expect Hearts to finish third, of course we do. A win for Kilmarnock here would reduce the gap to just 8 points with, what, 7 games to play?
Yeah, it makes it a little bit interesting, doesn't it? I think Hearts at even money, which is probably the biggest they've been at home outside a game against Rangers or Celtic this season. So quite an attractive price for Hearts. But we do know that Kilmarnock love their trips to Tynecastle. Just 1-9 now for Kilmarnock in Edinburgh. So you need to factor that in as well. As you say, 11 points separate both the teams. Again, it's not a match for me to be getting involved in. I do think Hearts will have their backers, but Kilmarnock 11-4 off the back of that quite sensational comeback against St Mirren last time out. 2-0 down at half time to win 5-2. So there's definitely players in that Kilmarnock side that can hurt Hearts. Again, I think goals here is a better angle, and I'm surprised to see it as high. It's even money for over 2.5 match goals. And bearing in mind, Hearts have scored 2 or more goals in 6 of their last 7 matches at home. Kilmarnock more than capable of getting on the score sheet. I think the over 2.5 goals at evens is another good shout.
Yeah, there's only been 1 goal scored in the 2 games that they've played in the league this season, though, Greg.
Yeah, it's been tight. I just think we're getting to that kind of stage of the season now. It's going to give Kilmarnock an opportunity to try and put a little bit of pressure on them. So, not overly concerned that the previous meetings haven't delivered goals. I just think in terms of this, where we are now in the season, I think they'll be getting evens on over 2.5 goals. Plus, as well, Hearts are a little bit shaky at the moment. And that will give Kilmarnock confidence to go there and they could concede. Yes, if Kilmarnock score, there's every chance we'll see 3 goals here.
Yeah, yep. Decent enough shout. Let's have a look at Motherwell v St Mirren. As you alluded to, Greg, that win for Kilmarnock was at the expense of St Mirren down at Rugby Park last time out. St Mirren looked to be cruising. They were 2-0 up at half-time but conceded 5 in the second half. I don't know if they've lost their chance of kind of catching Kilmarnock in fourth place, still plenty of football to play, but that could be quite pivotal come the end of the season.
Yeah, it could be. They're only 2 points behind Kilmarnock, St Mirren, and I think they're in a pretty good place in terms of, I think the odds of them not making top 6 will be very, very short. I think they just need another point to probably secure it with 3 games left to go. So this is a no bet for me, this match. Motherwell 29-20, St Mirren I think are 11-8. Is that 11-8 they are in this game? Sorry, 2 seconds. Sorry, 15-8 for, can't read my own handwriting, 15-8 for the away win. But when you look across St Mirren's away record this season, again, I don't think it's that strong. And they'll be kind of hurt still from that kind of collapse in the second half. It's worth pointing out as well, those 2 goals they scored against Kilmarnock were both from set pieces. So there could be a threat here. When you look across the last few matches between the sides, 5 of the last 6 games have delivered fewer than 2 goals. So there's been a 0-0 and 4 1-0s across the last 6 matches. And just 3 of the last 12 games have delivered over 2.5 match goals. So this, for me, there's a lot of decent games this weekend. This is not one of them. So I would leave this match well alone. I do think there'll be goals. I do think Motherwell capable of scoring. So I think we'll see a couple of goals in this game. But other than that, best left alone.
Yeah, I was just going to say about Motherwell, they are, 6 points off Hibernian. Hibernian obviously going to Ibrox. A wee chance for Motherwell to open the door in terms of getting into that top 6 place if they can get the 3 points on Saturday?
Not for me, just because Dundee are only 2 points behind Hibs and have a game in hand. So I'd be stunned. In fact, I'll give you the money myself if Motherwell get in the top 6. There's no chance for me. It's a direct battle between Hibs and Dundee.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep it interesting.
I'll keep it real.
One game we do have a bet on this weekend, Greg, is at Ibrox. It's been a bit of a frustrating period for Rangers. They were felt a shock defeat, I suppose, to Motherwell at Ibrox. They were then knocked out of Europe by Benfica and then left kicking their heels when the game against Dundee was postponed. So they'll be desperate to kind of get back onto the pitch and start to put things right.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always a bit anxious when teams return from the international break. I'm not actually sure how many Rangers players were involved in their respective countries' friendly matches and qualifiers over the international break. So they might be a little bit rusty. At 2-7, probably not the worst price Rangers have been at home. But I must say, Hibs at 13-2 looks a bit short for me. I'd have them a bit bigger than that. Mm. I think Hibs did do well against Rangers in the Cup at Easter Road, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? Performed pretty well, and I think they're lucky to lose that game 2-0 in the end. But I probably don't hold too much hope for Hibs here in this match. What I do like the look of, though, is corners. As we know, Rangers racking up plenty of corners at home. Big, massive pitch at Ibrox, good playing surface. They are 5-6 to hit 4 first-half corners. That won't be far away. I think playing it safe a little bit for me, I'm more than happy to back over 9.5 match corners in this game. And I'm doubling that up with corners in the St Johnstone v Dundee game. Hibs, I think they hit 7 of corners against Rangers in the Cup game at Easter Road. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them rack up a few. So I think the over 9.5 match corners looks absolute banker material at 1-2.
Yeah, Rangers are averaging over 7 on their own. In fact, over 8.5 at home. So that's you kind of almost there, just, you know, if Rangers hit their average number of corners this weekend. So, yeah, well, it's a decent shout. So you mentioned corners at St Johnstone against Dundee as well. We've already touched on the fact that Dundee are chasing that top 6 place. They've got a game in hand on Hibs. And they'll certainly be looking at going and getting something from this game in Perth, Greg. Are they likely to go and get the 3 points?
Every chance. They're unbeaten against St Johnstone this season. A 2-2 draw and a 2-1 win. I just think Dundee are a bit more of a goal threat than what St Johnstone are. But Dundee are a bit loose at the back. They do concede quite a lot of goals, Dundee, but they are scoring goals. It's not a match I was looking forward to. Dundee are 8-5 to win this. We're 17-10. I think Dundee, I'd be very surprised if Dundee didn't pick up at least a draw from this match. I know they'll be disappointed to have lost Stonebeck to injury, but McCowan's are having a really good season as well. So there's plenty of goals in that Dundee team. They are having a good season. And if they want to meet top 6, they absolutely must be picking up points in this game, especially with Hibs playing Rangers. So they've got a great opportunity here to go to Perth and pick up at least a point. Wouldn't be surprised to see them win this. They're 1-2 double chance, Dundee.
Yeah,
again, decent. I think that's another really decent price for Dundee. But again, going to go for corners. We're racking up some decent numbers at home, and I'd imagine Dundee will rack up at least 4 or 5. So it's a corners double, and it's over 9.5 corners at Ibrox between Rangers and Hibs, and over 8.5 corners in Perth between St Johnstone and Dundee, and that pays even money.
Okay, we'll recap all the bets from the podcast at the end of the podcast. Let's have a wee look into Sunday. It's Livingston v Celtic. I'm guessing this should be one-way traffic, Greg. I think there's a myth. It's certainly not a myth. Livingston have certainly made it hard for Celtic at times at the Tony Macaroni, but their last 3 visits I've seen them win 3-0, 3-0, 3-1. Having said that, Livy pushed Celtic pretty much all the way in the Scottish Cup game a couple of weeks ago. It took a couple of late goals from Celtic to secure a 4-2 win, but can't see anything other than an away win here.
No, as you say, they have struggled there in the past, but it is in the past. We're probably talking a couple of seasons ago now since Celtic did struggle. I think they went 3 or 4 games without winning there, but not anymore. Scoring goals against Livingston away from home. Livingston doomed, aren't they? 10 points adrift.
Yep.
If you factor in goal difference, it's really 11 points, and they could find themselves further behind come kick-off at midday on Sunday, depending on how St Johnstone and Ross County both get on. So the season's over for Livingston, but they'll keep battling on until they're mathematically relegated. I don't think that's that far away now for them, and we can look forward to collecting our 8-1 and 5-2 and post bets.
Yeah, look forward to it. Yeah, any angle on this one for you?
I do actually. I really like the look of Livingston cards in this match. Now, Livingston are 1-2 to hit two cards, which I think is a great price. They're 6-4 to hit three cards. And when you look back across the last, what, 7 or 8 games between the sides in Livingston, they've hit 5-2, 3-3, 0-3, 3-2. So they've actually hit two or more cards now in 7 of the last 8 meetings between the sides. Every chance Livy will rack up 2 cards here, and I'd be very disappointed and surprised if they didn't.
Yeah, I'm just looking to confirm. I think Don Robertson is the ref. Yeah, he is. And obviously there's been some, yeah, Celtic are arguing with the SFA in terms of Brendan Rodgers' comments about the last game Don Robertson refereed for, and featured Celtic. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out on Sunday as well.
A bit of pressure on Celtic here with Rangers probably expecting them to beat Hibs. Yeah, yeah. So it's a match in which Celtic have to win, but I think Celtic will win this pretty comfortably. And I think Livingston can rack up a couple of cards.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's have a look at the Championship. And undoubtedly, I think, Greg, match of the weekend is at Tannadice. It's Dundee United v Raith Rovers. Rovers are just 1 point behind United by game in hand. Dundee United just haven't been able to shake off Raith Rovers at all this season.
No, they haven't. And I think Dundee United fans are losing patience very quickly with Jim Goodwin. It's been a real slog for them this season. At times they've looked really good, but they just can't seem to get a run going, and Raith just keep picking up points. And again, Raith haven't really capitalised on United's drop points situation over the last couple of months anyway. They'll be disappointed to only be a point behind them when you factor in Raith went to Arbroath, the worst team in the league, no victory in 15, and they've gone there and lost 3-2. They've had other opportunities as well following United dropping points. So this is a massive game, biggest game of the season so far in probably, I would say, any of the leagues in Scotland, because a United win here puts them 4 points ahead of Raith. Add in the goal difference, that's 5 points. And I know Raith have got a game in hand, but this could be pivotal in terms of where the Championship goes this season to either Raith or United. Now, let's talk about the United price and how awful it is. 8-13 is a shambles, really. However, what it does give us, it gives you a pretty decent value bet on Raith, given the fact that they haven't lost to United this season, Raith Rovers. They've done really well. I think they've picked up 7 points across the 3 matches, 2 wins and a draw, obviously. But yeah, 4-1 is ridiculous. I'd expect that to shorten a little bit, because I can't be the only one noticing that 4-1 is a really big price in Raith.
Yeah.
And it is a value bet. I still think with United at home, United's home form though hasn't been great, has it?
They've only won, to be fair, neither of them 15. Have been great. Yeah, they've been better away from home, both sides. Which kind of plays into a Raith Rovers bet this weekend again, I think.
Yeah, it really does. United just 2 wins in 6. Raith 2 wins in their last 5. But Raith have won 10 of the 15 away games, whereas United have only won 7. Of their 15. They've won less than half of their home games, United, which is appalling given the team they've got, the budget they've got, and the money they're spending on player wages as well. So really looking forward to this game. Obviously hoping for a United win to bring in the Ampost double of Falkirk and United to win their leagues. So I'll be watching in anticipation, but I would not be surprised to see United drop more points here. Raith do look a good bet at 4-1.
Yeah, they're 65 on the double chance as well, which gets a draw on your side.
Yeah, another really, really good price. As I said before, I think this will shorten club kickoff. Yeah. Maybe expect to see Raith into 11-4, maybe 5-2.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Friday night kicks off the Championship action. It's Airdrie Onions at Ayr United. Airdrie, off the back of cup success last weekend, Greg, they won the Scottish Challenge Cup against the New Saints.
Yes, well done Airdrie. I think TNS were quite fancied to win that match and went off at a really short price. I think Airdrie were maybe 3-1 to win that match, and they did so with a 2-1 comeback win, I think it was, in the end. So well done to them. They're having a fantastic season, but this is a really tough game. They're not the best away from home, Airdrie, and Ayr are really needing to pick up some more points, given the fact they are probably in a position where they could still challenge for the playoff in terms of promotion in that last playoff spot. However, they are also only a few points ahead of Inverness, so a massive game for both teams, with Airdrie looking to kind of cement their place in fourth.
Yeah, it's incredibly tight in that wee section of the Championship, isn't it? Just 4 points separating five teams, all vying for that kind of final spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, you couldn't call it. You couldn't call who's going to finish fourth. And although Inverness are 3 points adrift in ninth in terms of the playoff relegation spot, it's very, very tight. As you say, there's only seven points separating six teams there.
Yeah. And remarkably, Dunfermline find themselves fifth in the table. It feels like not that long ago that we were talking about them as potential relegation candidates. And I guess they probably still are. They're only, 6 points ahead of Inverness, who sit ninth in the table. So they're not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. But I was quite surprised when I looked at the table and saw that they were up in fifth.
Yeah, they've got an opportunity to go to Arbroath and, I guess, signal the end for Arbroath. But also, it does put a little bit of pressure on Airdrie. In fourth. So, yeah, all to play for. It's going to be a fascinating last kind of 6 weeks in the Championship.
Yeah. We'll come to Morton v Queen's Park last, because that's a game that we're really keen to talk about. We've got the Battle of the Thistles at Firhill, Partick Thistle v Inverness. Partick look fairly assured of that playoff place, Greg, even though they've not been great in recent weeks, but I can't really see them slipping that far down the table between now and the end of the season. Inverness, as we say, are 3 points adrift at the bottom of the table, having played one more game than Ayr as well, so things not looking great for Duncan Ferguson up there.
No, it's not. They started off really well up at Inverness, but they're struggling at the moment, aren't they? They're not winning matches, they're not scoring goals, and couple that with the fact that Dunfermline have improved. Morton, obviously, have had a decent season. Not at the moment, they're not. Queen's Park have improved massively under Callum Davidson. And Ayr have had a lift, I guess, under Scott Brown. So at the moment, in a real predicament, plus they played an extra game as well, Inverness, over Ayr and Morton. So I wouldn't fancy them going to Firhill and picking up the points. I think Thistle have won back-to-back games now. They've beaten Morton. They beat Arbroath 1-0 last week. So at home, you would have to fancy them to win this. However, Inverness's good form has been away from home. So yes, yeah, it's a match for me I won't be touching, but you'd like to think Partick Thistle will get the points here.
Yeah, and I think I always look at goals whenever Partick Thistle are involved. So that may be a better angle in this game than trying to...
It's reasonably priced at 17-20. Every chance Inverness will grab a goal, and as we know, I think 90% of Thistle's games this season have delivered at least 3 goals.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look at that Morton v Queen's Park game. Morton's form is just incredible. They went 16 without defeat. Since then, I think they drew 0-0 with Raith Rovers, which was the last game they went without defeat. They've now lost the last five, including defeat to Hearts in the Cup, and they're winless in six, if you include that, the Raith Rovers game. And it kind of mirrors Stenhouse Muir's form for Ludlow Divisions as well, Greg, when we've seen them go on an incredible run and then just lost that momentum, and it's amazing how quickly that can happen.
Well, the Championship really summarises that. I think almost every team in the Championship, probably bar the top two teams in the league, have all gone through either a 7, 8, 9, 10 match winless run, or they've gone through a 7, 8, 9, 10 match winning run. There's no in between. You're consistently rubbish or consistently good. There's no win, draw, draw, win, lose, draw, win. It's all very much runs at the moment. And Morton are one of those sides who, unbelievably, need to watch themselves so they don't get sucked back in from Inverness. What this game does do, though, is it again proves that the bookies really aren't switched on when it comes to pricing up matches in Scotland. And I think that's why we always have the edge over them, because there's absolutely no way Morton are 8-11 favourites for this match. Mm-hmm. On the back of what you just said, they're unbeaten, they've not won in six, and they've lost their last five matches.
Yeah.
And they're playing a Queen's Park side who, rightly so, have aspirations now of finishing fourth. Another great win for them last week down at Ayr. Killian Sheridan's rolling back the years. he's been a bit of a journeyman in terms of his career. Didn't do much at Inverness, but he's come into Ayr and he's had a great, into Queen's Park. And he's been brilliant so far. Six matches played, he scored 3 goals, quite a few assists as well. And they've also got Rory Payton as well, who's up there with kind of Brian Graham in the scoring chart. So I think for me, the bookies have got this massively wrong. 10-3 on the Queen's Park win and even money on Queen's Park double chance. You know, you have to be backing that, in my opinion. And I think I would definitely lay Morton at that price. 8-11 is scandalous.
Yeah, Callum Davidson's done a good job in there. Greg, you know him very well, obviously, from his time at St Johnstone. Let's just get it out of the way. Double cup winning manager.
Thank you so much.
just 1-9 at the moment for Queen's Park, and that was at Tannadice. So that's pretty decent for him, and that what is a tough championship.
No, it really is, and it shows you how important it was that he came in, because they're still only 4 points clear of 9th Queen's Park, but they're only 3 points off 4th. So I think the value bet here is Queen's Park. It's something that I shared on Sunday, I think it was. That's how early in the week we shared that for this weekend. And given Morton's form, would not want to be backing Morton at 8-11, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, we'll recap that at the end of the podcast as well, but Queen's Park definitely the kind of standout price at the weekend, I think. Greg, we'll have a look at League One, but we'll pretty much skip over it. I don't think there's much really catching the eye. Falkirk, by my math, are 17 points ahead, 24 points to play for. They're at Montrose this weekend, still unbeaten, got that record to protect, and will be wanting to get this title wrapped up as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'd imagine they'll do that this weekend. For honestly, an unbelievable season, finally, after 5 long seasons in League One, 2-5 away to Montrose. Cracking day out for Falkirk fans. Get the train up to Montrose, 5:30 kickoff. Glorious day out for them. And they could find themselves a step closer to the title. Hamilton, I guess despite knowing they're going to finish well clear in second, have actually been in pretty good form recently. Mm-hmm. Scoring goals. They've got the boy Rose on loan from Ayr, who's got 7 goals in his 9 appearances for them so far. They've also got other goals in that team through O'Hara and Henderson as well. So they play Queen of the South, who finally bagged a win last weekend away to an Alloa side who were similar to Morton in really good form, but they've kind of lost their last 2 matches now. And they host Annan, who are on a great run of form at the moment. They'll be disappointed that Queen of the South got that win last weekend. It's all very tight for that bottom playoff spot in League One. But yeah, nothing really jumping out. Cove are massively short at 3-4 against Stirling Albion. Cove not having a great time of it, and in great danger of missing out on the playoffs altogether. They're another side who went on a really poor run. They went on an amazing kind of 9-match winning run at Christmas time, but their form has fallen off a cliff as well. So, yes, it's a difficult league to gauge at the moment. There's not really that much to play for other than who's going to finish in the top 3 and 4 and who'll finish kind of 9th to maybe go down with Edinburgh City, who are already relegated.
Yeah, we know that they're down. I looked for through a few bookies, but couldn't even find a price on the Kelty v Edinburgh game again this weekend.
No, nothing yet. I did look at Edinburgh City last weekend, the way to Falkirk to score. They were 2-1, and they did so in the 90th minute.
Yeah, and that's, to be fair, that's been a bet we've mentioned a few times, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's landed more times than it's not anyway. Mm-hmm. You're still going to get a decent price on Edinburgh City to score. The fact is that they've actually brought in some decent players in the loan markets, hence why most clubs in that position would be getting hammered 6-7-0 every week, but they're still remaining pretty competitive.
Yeah. Okay, let's look at League Two. We've got one particular bet that we're really keen on this weekend. At the top of the table, Stenhouse Muir, similar to Falkirk, they're 15 ahead, 24 points to play for. But I guess the real excitement is at the bottom of the table, Greg, 3 teams within 2 points of each other, and 2 of them meet at Stair Park, Stranraer, this weekend.
Definitely a 6-pointer, this, isn't it? The definition of a 6-pointer. Bonnyrigg sacked their manager, Robbie Horn, during the week, which is literally, and I'm not saying it's my fault, it was literally about 15 minutes after I tipped Stranraer on Monday to win this match, on the basis that out of all the sides at the bottom, Bonnyrigg, Stranraer and Clyde, Bonnyrigg are in the worst form of all three sides and look like they're kind of sleepwalking their way into the relegation spot in 10th, whereas Clyde and Stranraer are still picking up points.
Yeah.
I think it's no one in nine now for Bonnyrigg, not in great form. They've appointed Callum Elliott as their new manager. He's jumped ship from Lowland League side Cowdenbeath. I think he used to play for Hearts and a few other clubs, Callum Elliott. I don't think he's going to have much of an impact, and I'm hoping that's the case. Stranraer aren't in any great shape either, to be fair, but at home, they're a bit tougher to beat.
Yeah.
Bonnyrigg, not in great form, and 7-5 in the home win, I think it's worth backing here.
Yeah, as you say, Stranraer are actually quite decent at home. It's something that we can have said for a few seasons on the podcast, but picked up significantly more points at home than they have away this season. So, yeah, that looks like a standout price based on Bonnyrigg's form generally and Stranraer's how difficult they are to beat at home.
Yes, spot on. I think 7-5 is a great price we got on Monday. I think they're now into 11-10 now.
Yeah.
Just, I think still very backable.
Still backable, yep. Anything else in League 2 catching your eye?
Probably just the East 5 batch. Dick Campbell's done a decent job since going in there. Unbelievably, East 5 now could potentially give Dumbarton and Spartans a run for their money in terms of that final playoff spot. They've now kind of cleared themselves of the relegation pack, East 5, unbeaten in 7 matches now. Nathan Austin and Alan Troughton must have a combined age of about 100, but they're scoring goals. I think they've got 9 goals in their last 7 games between the two of them. So both of those players are in really good form. East 5, 10-11. There are evens in places. East 5 also, to score 2 is appealing. I guess goals is probably another angle in this match at even money. And it's something I'm going to look at and share on the channel.
Yeah, and it's interesting looking across all the divisions. You know, we're only about 8 games left in each of the divisions, but almost every club still got something to play for.
And that's the beauty, I guess, of one, the top 6, which I think works really well, and the playoff spots. Because the leagues are so competitive and they're so tight, you tend to find that there's very, very few clubs going into the last 3 or 4 games of the season with nothing to play for. So it should be exciting right up until the death and match day 36.
Yep, plenty to look forward to. Let's have a wee recap of your bets this weekend then.
So yeah, starting off in the Premiership, I've got a Connors double, which is over 9.5 Connors at Ibrox between Rangers and Hibs, and over 8.5 Connors between St Johnstone and Dundee, and that pays even money. I'll probably have a goals bet from some of the other games in the Premiership, and I also really fancy Livingston on the cards market against Celtic on Sunday. Moving into the Championship, I've got a value bet, which is Queen's Park to win at 10-3, and Queen's Park double chance at even money for their away game away to Greenock Morton. And in League 2, I've got Stranraer to beat Bonnyrigg at 7-5.
Yeah, let's hope we get a strong finish to the month this weekend. As we said earlier, don't forget to keep an eye out or keep an ear out for our Anti-Post Norwegian podcast with David Weatherston. Should be plenty to get stuck into there as well ahead of the big kickoff. And don't forget, you can follow Greg on Twitter at Browning84Greg, where you'll find all the details on how to join his private channel. And keep an eye out on Greg's Twitter this weekend for a special offer in terms of signing up to the channel. Sorry, Greg, on you go.
No, I was going to say, yeah, there's obviously lots to play for over the coming weeks, especially when it comes to playoffs, relegation, promotion and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, plenty to look forward to.
Yeah. Okay, that's us for this week. Thanks very much for listening and best of luck with your bets this weekend.
Cheers, guys, and good luck.